Welcome to this edition of Channel Chat. I'm your host, Elaine Hom, Associate Editor of SearchNetworkingChannel.com. Our special guest this week is Mark Moretti, Director of Sales at Atrion Networking, a Cisco partner from Warwick, Rhode Island. Mark is here to discuss how they are using network assessments to understand their clients' network environments and tailor a solution for their needs. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark.
Thank you very much.
So I'd like to start by hearing what Atrion Networking's approach is when it comes to doing these network assessments.
Yeah, thanks. Our approach is to do an assessment in every case, and oftentimes clients misconstrue why we're doing an assessment as a sales organization or professional services organization, and they think it's some type of sales technique to get them to buy something more, when in actuality it's to make sure that the solution that we're ultimately putting in front of them is tailor fit to their needs. And so we leverage it whether the client wants to pay for that up front and we develop a blueprint, or whether they want to do it after the fact and we ultimately still develop that blueprint, but now it may have additional cost involved relative to getting to the solution that they need.
Why did you choose to do your discoveries and assessments in this way?
Clients are very particular with regards to what it is that they want and what it is that they need in order to run their businesses. And they generally only want to go to the well once. When they have funding, if they have a certain budget that they have to stick within, if they think that they can stay within that funding, but then they actually, when they build what it is that they need to run their business, it's different than that. It causes them a lot of pain. And we recognize that we were contributing to this pain by letting the clients dictate how it was that we approached the sale. And so we thought we were going to kind of shift the paradigm and say, we're doing assessments in every single case. Because much like you wouldn't build a house without having a blueprint, to think that you can buy a solution in today's day and age, as complex as they are, and just take it off the rack and stick it in your environment, it's going to work like that silver bullet. It doesn't happen. We understand that everything needs to be customized. So we actually develop a blueprint each and every time for our clients' solutions to make sure that the business need gets solved and that they leverage the technology to accelerate their business, not to be just an additional hindrance to their business.
And how has this affected your business?
It's been very good. We've been able to differentiate ourselves from our competition as a result of doing things right the first time, and again having a very distinct approach and methodology to how we perform our services, and so I think it's been received very well from our clients.
Now let's talk a little bit about Cisco. How long have you been a partner, and how has your experience been with the vendor?
We've been a partner with Cisco since about 1990, and our relationship has had its ups and downs, and I would say that in the last three or so years, it's been on the upswing, and we've made a lot of good strides together. I think in the past, we were working in separate silos, and as things have evolved with our organization as well as our relationship with Cisco, things are moving much more synchronously and harmoniously. And recently, we just had a meeting with some of the Cisco team, and along the lines of where they're going in solution selling and relationship building, that's something that we, as an organization, Atrion, have done for many, many years, and that's always been a sticking point. We're not a one-and-done type company. We like to maintain the relationships with our clients, and Cisco is taking that same path, which is helping us to kind of align forces.
What are some Cisco solutions that you hear your customers asking the most about?
I think the most top of mind is probably collaboration. And they are generally looking to see how they can become more productive. And there's a lot of barriers to becoming productive, especially when you look at the remoteness. A lot of folks don't even have a desk in an office as our organization. Most of the people don't have an actual desk, so you don't see them. And when they become virtual, it becomes a little bit harder. You get the out of sight, out of mind. So I think we hear a lot of our clients asking us, say, you know what, we understand that these obstacles exist, but how can we leverage the technology to collaborate better and be more productive as an organization?
Great. And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Be sure to check out SearchNetworkingChannel.com for all of your networking solution provider resources. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for joining us.